Running in-person events is one of the most powerful ways to connect with your audience and your prospects and also move them to your programs. In fact, we've had so many students successfully run in-person events and sell their programs very effectively. I know I've done that for many years. It's really the thing that kind of got me started on the idea of Sell From Stage Academy and the processes that we teach. But I wanted to spend this podcast because I have got a in-person event coming up that I'm hosting in a couple of days, actually, in Huntington Beach in California. And I wanted to talk about the 5 secrets to running powerful in-person events. So if you are hoping to run or host an in-person event in the next 12 months, or you have one actually coming up, then this is going to be a really useful, practical episode. Let's get into it.
You are listening to the Expert Edge podcast. This is the place where experts come to command the stage, position themselves as authorities, and scale their business up. Get ready to access your next level of potential with your host, Colin Boyd.
Okay, so let's have a conversation about live events, and I mean in-person events. I have been a speaker and trainer for about 15 years, and I have ran hundreds and hundreds of workshops, spent tens of thousands of hours in front of audiences in both keynote and workshop settings. One of my favorite settings is a workshop style where essentially I'm there for, you know, anywhere between 3 hours to 6 hours, maybe even a couple of days, multi-day workshops. But I'm working with, you know, between 30 to 50 people on a deeper level to unpack their ideas, to help them to grow their business, all that sort of stuff. And we are, the time of this recording, we're actually running our first in-person event that we've ran for, it's been about 5 years since we ran it, since COVID. We're running our first in-person event in Huntington Beach, in California for our Sell From Stage Elite members, which is our group coaching implementation experience that helps people to implement high converting presentations. And I thought I'd put it on. It actually even wasn't a part of the regular offer, but I wanted to put it on and kind of give people the chance to come together, workshop the ideas, all that sort of stuff. So as I've been preparing for this, I wanted to do a short podcast on 5 ideas to think about when you're running an in-person or a live event. Maybe you're wanting to run one this year. How to think about creating an amazing experience for the clients. Now, I'm going to be more focused on the content perspective. I'm not necessarily an event organizer. It's not really my strength. But from a content experience perspective and how people walk away with great outcomes, that is something that that's what I do, right? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So this was also inspired by, I was having a look in our Sell From Stage Academy Facebook group, and I was just scrolling through it, and I saw a post by a lady, her name is Megan Blacksmith, and she posted about a live event that she ran recently where she had 18 people show up. She was teaching compassionate habit transformation, which is a really cool topic, right? About how do you transform your life. It was for female leaders. And it was like a 1.5 day event from memory. And she said she had 18 people show up, which is really cool, right? It was like a transformational habit, transformational event. Now at the event, she actually made an offer, which is one of the things that we teach in Sell From Stage Academy, right? She actually joined the academy because she wanted to run this live event. And so she hosted the live event. She followed our methodology of what we teach around creating great value, but also showing people the next steps. And what's cool is I was reading through her post that she wrote. She said she had 6 people join a $6,000 coaching program, and then she had 1 person join an $18,000 coaching program. And she posted that, you know, on the day. So basically, she did $54,000. From 18 people there in the room, which is just amazing. How cool is that? And it was just a small event she put on in a local area. People flew in for about a day and a half. She ran transformational experiences and then made an offer, and it led to close to $60,000 in income. That's the power of a live event. Now, I'm not saying that you have to sell at every live event that you run, but the opportunity that you have when you're running an in-person event is truly, truly incredible. So let's have a chat about five ideas that will help you to be more powerful and effective in running in-person events. The first one is this, is you have to set an intentional intention. So there's a part of our brain called the reticular activation system. That is the part of our brain that notices what we notice. In other words, we tell it what to focus on. Now, this happens unconsciously, but it also happens consciously. And so what this means is that when you think about creating an intention for your workshop, it happens at two levels. The first level is you want to think about what's the intention that you have for the workshop. So for the outcome of the actual workshop, do you want them to walk away with a plan to implement something? Do you want them to walk away feeling confident and clear in a certain area? Like, what's the intention that you have for the workshop? Now, you might have multiple intentions for this, because maybe it's one of the intention is to obviously add value, to transform their life, but around a specific area. So it's great to be really specific. But another intention might be to open the door for the people who are the right fit to take that next step, to take that next level of commitment. And so you want to be able to engineer the event so that that naturally happens, right? So that's your intention. So just being really clear on what is the ultimate goal of that workshop? What do you want them to walk away with? For me, we're coming into this in-person event. I want people to walk away with a really clear business model of how they want to grow their business. That's one of my intentions. Another intention around the content is for them to walk away feeling really confident in their ability to deliver. We're going to spend some really cool time around delivery, of using your tone, your tempo, your pitch, your pausing, all the ways of how you communicate your body. I want them to walk away feeling really confident and clear in that, and really clear on their message that they're bringing to the world. And so these are some of my kind of core content intentions in terms of the workshop that I'm about to run. The second type of intention you want to set is you want the people to set their own intention. One of the things that I teach my students to do is to have some sort of process where you take the audience through them getting clear on their intention. And so we have a process called a intentional results process, where basically the audience spends a couple of minutes to get really clear on what their intention is for the workshop, and even what they need to let go of to make that intention become reality. Because a lot of the time we bring our own preconceptual ideas about how we're going to show up, and then we get there, and we have to like recommit how we're going to show up during that event. So the first big idea is this idea of set an intentional intention, right? So rather than just kind of being wishy-washy, get really clear on what you want for the people in the workshop, and then allow the audience time to have space to get clear on what they want. The second big idea is to map it out. So based on your intentions, there's going to be big building blocks and big topics that you're going to want to focus on over the event. Now, let's say it's a multi-day event. So let's say it's a two-day event. Usually you're going to have between 5 to 6, maybe 7, even up to 9 topics that you're going to focus on over that 2 days. I know for us, I have personally about 5 topics that I'm going to be focusing on in terms of this two-day event coming up, but we've also got some guest speakers coming in, right? So they're going to be, I've got 2 guest speakers coming in, and they're going to be talking about using positive psychology in sales. And then I've got 1 person who's going to be sharing how they've used Sell From Stage Academy methodology to run a multi-million dollar webinar now, but it's an auto webinar. So He doesn't deliver it live anymore. He just delivers it through automation. And so he's a guy, one of our students, and has implemented it, you know, auto webinar, right? And what's cool is his webinar used to convert at 2% when he first, before he joined and started using Sell From Stage Academy. And then he used it and it went to 14% in terms of the conversion rate. So it's just, it's crushing it, right? But for me, when I think about it, I'm thinking about, you map it out basically, right? And so when you map something out, I think one of the easiest ways to do it is you literally just get like a Google document. And first of all, you just brainstorm all the big ideas that would help someone create the outcome that you're wanting to create for the workshop. So let's say you've got a one-day workshop and you're running it from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's always kind of a good time to run, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you've got this clear outcome of what you want. And then you think about what are the 4 to 5 big ideas that I could focus on to help them get towards that outcome. Now, when I say big ideas, I mean the contextual ideas. So think of them of almost like, you know, when you walk across a small stream and there's big rocks that you can kind of jump on. And there's not 50 rocks. There's usually like 5 or 6 big rocks that you jump on to get across the stream. That's what you're doing in this stage of the process. You're finding what are those 5 to 6 big rocks that you need to be able to jump on to get across to the other side of the stream to get the outcomes that you want. So first of all, you set an intention. Second of all, you map it out from a high level. You map it out from a contextual, a topical level. That's the second stage. Now, once you've mapped it out, that's when you can start to go into more detail. And so what we teach in Sell From Stage is around the whole methodology of for each of your big topics, you're going to have a frame about why that topic's really important. You're going to teach about what that topic looks like from a conceptual perspective. You're going to give them, especially if you're in a practical workshop sense, you're going to give them some practical exercises that they're going to go through. You're going to do some Q&A time, and you're going to kind of circle back and then review it and help them to kind of close that learning loop. So for each topic, you're going to be cycling through some of those structures to actually create content that is useful and practical. So that second big step is mapping it out. And for me, I just do that in a big Google document. I love Google documents because it has the left side, which is the outline. And if you set up the headings right, you can literally have your whole document mapped out really well. So that's the second big idea. The third big idea is you have to create energetic variety. So one of the big mistakes that people make when they run events, and this could be in person, but it also could be virtual events, is that they do the same type of training in every session. And so one of the big mistakes that people make is that they think the whole training needs to be them talking. So you end up preparing, you know, for, let's say it's a 90-minute session, you prepare about 280 slides and you basically flick through them and the audience slowly dies. You know, that old saying of death by PowerPoint. Basically, that's what happens. Like, have you ever been at an event where it's just one speaker after another speaker after another speaker, and it's just like boom, 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 back to back, back to back, and it's just nonstop, and they do like 10-minute breaks in between because they're trying to jam-pack like 15 speakers per day, and it's just like completely overwhelming. By about the third speaker, you've got no brain power left to take on any more ideas. And then the rest of it is just like an absolute blur. Have you ever felt like that? Well, that's what happens when you get no energetic variety. And so a really important thing to think about is when you're mapping out a workshop, especially if it's a full-day workshop or a multi-day workshop, you want to be thinking about the different energies that you're wanting to bring to the actual event itself. So there will be the energy of you speaking. So obviously you're going to have some time where you're sharing ideas, sharing stories, sharing content, right? But there's another energy, which is a coaching energy, which is maybe you're taking questions and answers and you're doing coaching from the stage, and you're actually answering questions and you're workshopping the ideas with the group and you're bouncing ideas off the group and taking questions and answers, right? So that's like a coaching energy. Notice it's like a very different energy. So people's brains are going to be thinking on a different wavelength when you're a coaching energy. Another type of energy is a masterminding energy. So allowing space and time, I know for us in this event that we've got coming up, there's a whole session on day one where they get to actually mastermind together. So that is like breaking out in small groups and sharing ideas, sharing challenges, sharing problems, sharing questions, and getting them to actually have a conversation with each other around some very relevant and pertinent ideas that they're facing right there. Another type of energy is just activities themselves. So giving time and space for people to actually write out, do an activity like in a workbook, and then maybe get up and share it with a few people around them and talk about it and so forth and reflect on it, like some more reflection-based activities or activities where they're working through the content rather than just listening to the content. And so these are just some things to think about when you're building a workshop. I know for me, if I'm designing like a 90-minute session, I'm really only going to be talking for about 30 minutes. The rest of it is going to be a blend of coaching and activities and masterminding and reflection and implementation. And you notice that a lot of the time people think about a 90-minute session and they just think, oh my gosh, I have to speak for 90 minutes. You don't. You probably have to speak for only about 30 minutes. The rest of it, when it's designed well, then it just kind of it just flows really well and you get the right energetic balance. Does this make sense? Now, if any of you are a Self From Stage Academy member, if you go into the product, there is a section, a module in there called Workshop Maps. And that's where I show you how to literally build out 1 day and 2 day workshops to get that energy right. Now, it also focuses on selling. So if you want to make an offer at that workshop, it shows you how to do that as well. But maybe you haven't watched that. Maybe you're a member and you haven't watched that yet. So just a little reminder to go in and watch that. It's the Workshop Maps section. And it just shows you how to map out a workshop. So that's the third big idea, is like create energetic variety, right? Like mix it up. That's the third idea. The fourth idea is to give space for conversations. And what I mean by that is that one of the mistakes I think that people make when they do a workshop is they just jam the whole workshop with just content, kind of what I talked about before, but they don't allow any time for breaks. So we talked about the last point, which is around energetic variety, right? That's within a session. But I mean actually just giving space for people to hang out, space for people to have conversations. I know for me, when I go to like big conferences, it's not necessarily workshops, like small workshops, but if I go to like a big conference, you know, where there's 1,000 people, 2,000 people, I spend probably half of the time in the hallways as opposed to in the sessions. Now, a little hack that I would recommend you to do is I find that I meet the biggest, most influential people when I go to events in the hallways during the sessions. So when everyone else is in the session watching the speaker, I'm just hanging out in the hallway talking with people, and I end up networking, getting to know, building relationship with the speakers, building relationship with really big influencers in the industry. And so one of the kind of secret unknown hacks that you may or may not know is the idea that the relationships are made in the hallways. And when you're hosting an event, I also just recommend, full stop, is just have enough time for lunch, for morning tea, for afternoon tea. Our brain needs a break. And it can only take, you know, an hour to maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours max of content and activities and so forth. It needs an actual break to be able to breathe again and then come back and take on the new content. And so one recommendation as well, if you're running a workshop from 9 to 5, you might have in total about 2 hours of breaks in that 8-hour period of 9 to 5, right? So you're going to have like 2 hours of breaks at least in that period. So you might have half an hour or, you know, 25 minutes or so for morning tea, same as for afternoon tea. And then lunch might be anywhere between an hour to 2 hours. I know for me, I've done mastermind events where they do a 2-hour lunch and I love them. Like 2-hour lunches go so quickly, by the way. But that's when I get to build relationships with people. That's when I get to have conversations, and those relationships end up being the ones that I get in contact with after, and then build relationships, end up doing collaborations, and then they lead to bigger things as well. And so the fourth point here is give space for conversation. And so that is literally just having enough breaks, right? And even if you're running a virtual event, having time and space for breaks in the virtual events as well is important. But I think that this is more, I think it's more relevant for an in-person event. That's the fourth idea. The fifth idea is this idea of understanding that you're running a workshop. Like if you're especially running it is a true workshop, you have to make the audience work. Like the name workshop is literally just that. It is this idea of that they're coming there to do some work. And so the fifth idea to think about is to go, how do I design incredible activities where the audience is actually doing the work while they're there? I love workshops where I walk away with maybe like 40 or 50% of the work done from the workshop itself, as opposed to just having a list of 250 things to do when I finish the workshop and then never getting around to it, right? That's what happens. And so for me, what's important with running a great workshop where people walk away where they feel like they got great value is to make them do more work in the workshop, okay? So rather than you doing all the work, teaching all the time, actually creating space for them to do the work together, to collaborate, to work through the activities, to get it done. I know I attended a workshop recently, and the guy, he's a great guy. I love being a part of the workshop, but he talked for about 3 hours about an activity and then gave us about 10 minutes to do the activity. And I was like, it should have been flipped the other way. We should have had like 3 hours to do the activity and 10 minutes to talk about it. And so that's what I'm just saying is like, you have to get the right balance of enough time and space to actually do the activity, right? Especially if it's an in-depth strategic activity, and realizing that you don't have to talk the whole time about the activity. Like just let people do the activity, let them do the work. And that actually makes a big difference. And so let's just do a quick review about what we talked about, the five big ideas. So first of all, set an intentional intention for you and allow space for the audience to set that intention. Number two is to map out your content from the big building blocks and the steps and processes and then all the content within it at a high level. Number three, create energetic variety. So don't just be you speaking all the time. Allow some time for coaching and masterminding and activities and all different energies within the session. Number four, give space for conversation. Like actually create space where people can talk, mingle, and get to know each other. And number five, make them work. Make them actually do some work during the workshop. They'll walk away with things done rather than just things to do. And so these are five ideas that really model and mirror the content that we teach inside Self From Stage Academy. Like I mentioned, Self From Stage Academy is essentially one of our core programs. It's essentially our main signature offering that teaches people to design presentations that sell, whether it be a live workshop, an in-person speaking engagement, a virtual event, a one-hour webinar, all those sort of things. We kind of cover, well, we do cover all of that and the processes around building high-converting talks inside Sell From Stage Academy. Now, if you are a coach, you're a content creator, you're someone who wants to become better at speaking and wants to make offers from webinars, from stages, etc., then I would recommend you to go and check out our masterclass. It is colinboyd.co/workshop. Now, on that masterclass, I go through five different ideas around building high-converting webinars, right? Specifically around webinars and virtual presentations. So if you go to colinboyd.co/workshop, You can check out it's an on-demand training that we've got around that. It's completely free. And I also show you how you can take the next steps. If you're interested in Sell From Stage Academy and implementing that as well, I go through how you can do that as well. And so that's one of the best ways to get your handle on and the processes around actually building presentations that sell. The other one is if you want to just work on your storytelling, if you want to work on your storytelling and get better at your storytelling, then we have an entry-level product, which is called the Conversion Story Formula. We've had over 7,000 people join that in the last 12 months. And that's a great place to start as well. That's just conversionstoryformula.com. So they're really the two places to start out, is to either do our Conversion Story Formula training. It's our entry-level one. You can check out our signature offering, Sell From Stage Academy, which is columboy.co/workshop. And all the links will be in the show notes, but I trust this has been valuable. I trust it's been helpful. Hey, can you do me a favor? If you found this valuable, one of the ways that this podcast grows is by you actually sharing it with someone that you know that will get a lot of value from. So think about, is there another coach or a course creator, a speaker in this industry that you think, you know, they're running a live event coming up soon and you think, hey, this could be valuable for them. Why don't you just hit the share button and text it to them directly? I know for me, I always listen to the podcast that my friends text me. So if you could text one person, that would be phenomenal. And I'm sure that they'll be grateful for the content within this podcast. Guys, it's been a pleasure having this conversation with you about building incredible in-person live events. I trust you find it helpful. Go and check out the online workshop, columboy.co/workshop, or conversionstoryformula.com. Bless you guys, and we'll talk to you really soon. Bye for now.
Why is it so hard to know what content to include in your speeches and webinars? Knowing which ideas to keep in and what to leave out is the difference between just getting claps or signing clients. If you're really serious about making your content highly persuasive, make sure to download the Persuasive Content Builder while it's still available. Go to www.persuasivecontentbuilder.com and get your step-by-step formula for designing and delivering content that connects with your audience and moves them to join your programs. Until then, we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of The Expert Edge.